Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Who. Welcome back. 17 Kill, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, The Third Ingredient. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Dawn Fay. Not for long, though. We're going to get her back again. She's a smart lady, and she's got a lot to teach us. Senior District President for Robert Half. She's responsible for the company's professional staffing services across the northeastern part of the United States. Dawn, thanks again for being here. In your survey, in the research that you guys have conducted most recently, and now fully engulfed in, you know, on both ends and in the middle of the pandemic experience that we have, what are your people expecting to pay their people? How is compensation? You know, I do a report every week. In fact, tomorrow I'll be reporting on the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. You may know Bill. And one of their 10 factors in their immortal study, and their legendary study, they've been doing it for a half a century, one of their 10 factors is compensation. Employee compensation is part of that factor. So what are your people telling you?
Well, what we're being told is that it looks like salaries are going to remain relatively flat for employees. And that is, as you know, the compensation, as you said, is really probably the number one factor for most people with their why they take a job or stay at a job. So when you look at compensation staying flat, that there's a lot that can be happening out there with individuals looking to potentially change jobs. Now, obviously, it's still a little bit uncertain as to how things are going to play out with the pandemic, et cetera, but that's what's driving a lot of it. But I always tell people, you know, compensation and your salary is just one piece of the pie. You've got to really look at what is the opportunity, who's the organization you're working for, are they invested in your growth and development?
Do they have your values?
Jump ship for a few dollars. That's right. Those things are so important.
And aren't the younger applicants more sensitive to that than my generation, the baby boomers, maybe were?
It definitely seems to be that way, where those coming into the workforce newer to it are really, really looking for organizations to help them grow and develop. They're also very interested in what those organizations and companies are doing to support the communities that they work in as well, which is a shift that didn't really happen before. You know, many years ago, people weren't as interested in the companies and things, you know, that part of what their organization was doing. Not that it wasn't important, it just didn't seem to be a driving factor as to why they were choosing a job like it is today.
Right. No, I think so. And if we look back, though, it seems like a long time, but only, let's say, look back 11 months, 10 months. unemployment was below 4%. We had a hard time finding people to do work. That was the biggest complaint. I promise you, and I haven't seen your research, but I bet $1,000 that your big complaint of your people were, I can't find qualified people. Never mind, how much I pay them, and compensation was going up, as I remember, 3-4% a year.
This is
a shift, isn't it?
It is a little bit of a shift. It's been a little bit of a slowdown, but what I would say is for those positions that are still in high demand, some of the IT security jobs and roles like that, it is still very hard to find good talent.
Yeah.
And those individuals have a little bit more flexibility in as it relates to negotiating salaries. So those are some of the areas where we do think salaries will increase, you know, maybe anywhere from 1-2 or 3%. And it is very hard to find talent. So even when unemployment numbers are as high as they are at times, and they have been through this pandemic, those skill sets that are in demand still have been very hard to recruit for.
But back to your original point from last earlier, if we can't find people, the people who can afford to pay more are going to steal your people. That was the concern, right? For the small, especially for small
absolutely
companies.
Absolutely is the concern.
They're not going to pull. They're not going to pull their next brainiac. They're not going to pull their next quant out of their mother's basement. They're going to pull them right out of your office.
That's why it is so important that organizations are very, very connected with their employees right now, making sure they understand not only are they paying them what they should be worth in today's marketplace, but all the other things that are important to employees, which some of that, as you know right now, are the perks as it relates to flexible working, working remote, you know, learning and development, all those other types of things as to where is their career going. So
what we're learning from you is small firms, small employers are going to have to get a lot more proactive, creative, and aggressive in compensating and locking up their employees. They're going to have to do this, aren't they, going forward?
You're absolutely right. And they need to think beyond just their base salaries, because sometimes a small company may not be able to compete as much with a large company as it relates to those dollars. But what they can do is they can get those individuals typically a lot more exposure to a lot more things, because big companies have people sometimes very segmented into the duties.
And we're more fun. We have more fun out here. Don, we have more fun out here. You know what I mean? Let's not forget that, folks. We have more. It's, working for a small business is a lot more fun than working for a big company. I've done both, and it's true. We're going to take a quick break. RobertHalf.com, is that right, Don?
RobertHalf.com, correct.
All right, we're going to come back and talk about some variations on this theme with our new friend, Don Fain. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Night is falling and the music's calling and we've got to get down to swing down.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.